Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Sonu Sood, and today we will be discussing about inauguration of Noida International Airport, a milestone towards India becoming global aviation hub. To discuss the various nuances of this important development, we have with us aviation expert Ajay Jasra. Ajayji, warm welcome to you on Akashvani.
Thank you.
We'd like to know from you at the very outset, how would you see the growth of the aviation sector in India, and how do you see this milestone which was achieved today, the inauguration of the Noida International Airport?
The major constraint we saw in the aviation was the lack of infrastructure, airport infrastructure. So since 2014, the new government has come, we have seen airports coming up. The new greenfield airports have come up. And especially initially the airports were from the smaller region, from smaller cities, tier 2, tier 3 town. Now after this Navi Mumbai Airport and Jewar Airport in Noida International Airport, we realize that the government has gone a step further and want the bigger airports to increase the export and to decongest the cities right now. So this is a very welcome kind of development, I would say, which is taking place. And I'm really satisfied with that.
In fact, if we see in Mumbai, the Navi Mumbai Airport, it was inaugurated last year. So you think there is some broad strategy to, as you said, decongest the major metro hubs?
See, worldwide, it's an international practice. Airports in, say, New York or in London or in France, Paris, you will see that there are multiple airports. So it's definitely we are following the same pattern where the population is too scattered and that's too much out there. So for the people to travel from one place to another to just to catch a flight is almost like in a place like Bangalore, you have to travel 2.5 hours just to reach airport and another 2-3 hours for to reach out to your destination by flight. So I think to avoid that, the government is introducing new airports in cities like Delhi NCR. Because in Delhi NCR, the development is Delhi-centric. All the airport and all the major airports or the railway, you say, they are in the Delhi only. So government has introduced two new airports. One is Hindon Airport and other is Noida International Airport, that is Jewar. So these two airports will definitely decongest our Indian sky, Delhi skies. That is for one reason. Other is the people who are staying in Noida, Greater Noida, Bulandshahr, Ghaziabad, those people had to travel all the way to Indira Gandhi Airport just to catch one flight. So that will, I think, airport has come near to those people. And then farmers in that area and the MSMEs. So it's definitely going to be a boon in that area.
Prime Minister, you know, while addressing the inauguration today, he said that the aviation sector of India is rapidly expanding. And there are growing maintenance needs, which provide an opportunity for jobs in the MRO sector. Let's hear what he said about it.
Bharat ka aviation sector bahut tezi se gati aur vikas kar raha hai. Jaise jaise Bharat mein naye naye airport ban rahe hain, waise waise naye hawai jahajon ki zarurat bhi badhti ja rahi hai. Isliye desh ki alag alag airlines ne सैकड़ों नए जहाजों के ऑर्डर दिए हैं. ये जो नई सुविधाएं नए जहाज आ रहे हैं, इनको उड़ान वाले और इसको उड़ाने वाले, इनमें सर्विस देने वाले, मेंटेनेंस से जुड़े ऐसे हर काम के लिए बहुत बड़ी संख्या में वर्कफोर्स की जरूरत होगी. ये युवाओं के लिए बहुत बड़ा अवसर है. इसलिए हमारी सरकार एविएशन सेक्टर में ट्रेनिंग की सुविधाओं का भी विस्तार कर रही है. हमारी सरकार ने ठाना है कि एमआरओ सेक्टर में भी भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाएंगे.
Right now, 85% of maintenance work happens outside India for the Indian aircraft. Can you tell us a little bit more about this, how this will help India become more self-reliant in maintaining our fleet, and also how it will generate jobs?
MRO is like a maintenance, like we have a car maintenance. The aircraft have to do various checks. It's called B check or C check. For that, normally our aircraft, we have to take it to Dubai or Singapore and other places. So first of all, the aircraft have to out of the service for some time. That is going to cost the airline. Other is that all the the fee has to be paid in dollar. That is another hole in the budget for the airline. So MRO is a very good vision from the Prime Minister's side, that he realized that when we have more aircraft in service and when we're going to grow, we definitely need some MROs, some facility where the aircraft will need to be repaired. And if we have some world-class kind of an MRO system in India, definitely other countries will prefer to do the business in India also. And we're going to earn the foreign exchange for that matter. So this is a welcome sign. And I think there should be more MROs in India. In the central India also, we are exploring, I think in Nagpur, there's one MRO is coming up.
Ajayji, Noida International Airport is among the largest greenfield airport projects in the country. And phase one has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crores under a public-private partnership model and will initially have a passenger handling capacity of 12 million passengers per year. Apart from the passenger facility, can you tell us something about the cargo facilities, the logistics hub it is being projected as? How important is that aspect, if you could just enlighten us?
The one good thing about this airport, that is ideally situated in a place where there are three highways are there, three expressways. One is Delhi-Bombay Expressway, other is Eastern Peripheral Expressway, and third is the Yamuna Expressway. So that is the, as far as the connectivity is concerned. I think it's the largest container depot in the Asia. It's called Concord. It is managing that container depot. Mm-hmm. And there are three industrial houses. I mean, say Noida, Greater Noida, and then there are some other industrial houses, the clusters, where it's called Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Area. And then there is a huge agriculture area is surrounded by the farms, and MSMEs are also there. So it is ideally situated, and this can easily become, rather it is will become, that is probably is the government's vision, this to become logistic and cargo hub. So that connectivity will definitely make it big gem of a cargo hub, I would say that. And export will definitely increase. Employment will definitely going to increase. Local development is definitely, because it, whenever an airport and such cargo infrastructure come up, there's a huge ecosystem is created around it. This airport is actually situated in an ideal place as far as to become a cargo or a logistic hub.
Okay, another aspect which the Prime Minister spoke about was giving facilities to citizens and making sure that their money, their time is utilized to the maximum possible extent. It is not wasted. And in that context, he spoke about the entire physical infrastructure development in the country, the multimodal development, probably according to the PM Gati Shakti plan. Let's hear what he said about it.
Aaj hamari sarkar ki prathmikta देश के नागरिकों की सुविधा है, देश के नागरिक का समय बचे और उसकी जेब पर ज्यादा बोझ भी ना पड़े, ये हमारा लक्ष्य है। मेट्रो और वंदे भारत जैसी आधुनिक रेल सेवाओं का इसी भाव से ही विस्तार किया जा रहा है। दिल्ली मेरठ नमो भारत रेल, इसका कितना फायदा हो रहा है ये भी हम सब देख रहे हैं। विकसित भारत के विकसित आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर हमारी सरकार अभूतपूर्व निवेश कर रही है.
So, Ajayji, what would you say about this approach of the government where they are talking about last mile connectivity using multimodal means?
In any country, if you want people to move from place 1A to place B, or you want your goods to take from place 1A to B, or you want it to export, it should start from the place which it is manufactured, and then to the place where from there it is taken to the market. Maybe it's a local market, maybe it's a regional, domestic or international. So the approach has to be the last mile connectivity. And for that, this Jewar Airport, we discussed earlier, is an ideally situated, because it is surrounded by industrial area. It is surrounded by agriculture land where the farmers are produce vegetables to grains and other export item which can be exported. So when you have the problem with any MSME or farmers or any exporter for that is the logistic cost. Mm-hmm. So taking your product to IGI or other airport, then you must have a warehouses. There are perishable items. They need a different kind of warehouse facilities. So they add to the cost. So this airport, because we have Noida, Greater Noida, Ghaziabad, Bulandshahr, Aligarh. So many cities are there and so many industrial towns are there. Mm-hmm. So many farmers are around there. Mm-hmm. So many MSMEs are there. So they are all are going to benefit it because they have an airport at their backyard. Almost, it's very close to them. They have a container depot closer by. So they will have an MRO nearby. So entire ecosystem is in their backyard. So that's going to benefit it a lot. And that last mile connectivity is the idea will definitely be going to be realized at this airport.
Do you think that this area will now become attractive for investment, both private investment and FDI? People would like to come here and set up industries?
Once there is an opportunity, because India is a huge country and we have so many people who have huge consumers around. If you have a facility which is international of standard, which have a good ecosystem, which has roads which are connecting to the airport, I don't see a reason why people will not invest. I think investment has already started in the real estate, which is the first one to attract. Hospitality industry will definitely come up there. I think cargo and logistic companies will definitely like to invest there. So FDI will definitely be there. I think Indian companies will definitely would like to be part of that ecosystem. I definitely see that kind of a thing is coming up.
And apart from business and trade, you think this will give a big fillip to tourism also, whether it is religious tourism or general tourism?
Definitely. In fact, if you see most of the foreigners who come to North India, they must travel Agra. So this airport is far closer to Agra than the IGI airport, even for that matter, Hindon airport. Mathura and Vrindavan are closer by, which is a religious area. So Sanoli, I think there's one historical town which is coming up, is also there. So yes, tourism will definitely going to be part of the entire ecosystem, which when it's going to grow, it's going to benefit it there. And employment through tourism will also be generated.
And of course, we are all going through this West Asia crisis and everybody is affected by it, especially the aviation industry also. The Prime Minister said, about Sabka Prayas, that is, everybody has to do their bit to deal calmly, patiently with the situation arising out of the West Asia crisis and not be swayed by rumors or misinformation. So, Ajayji, what would you say? How has the government, you feel that this whole situation has been handled very well? And do you feel that the aviation sector has been, the right steps have been taken to make sure that there's normalcy in the operations of the aviation sector?
The West Asia issues for airline, of course, the international travel will become costlier because we can't fly over Pakistan and at the same time West Asia, then we can't even fly over Iran. So airlines have to take a longer route and many airlines have also suspended their operation. Temporarily, they have suspended a few routes they have shortened their flights. For that matter, I think airline industry itself has acted very maturely because the way ATF have increased and other costs have increased, I don't see the ticket prices haven't actually matched to that. And government have done a good job by increasing the export duty on ATF. So ATF will definitely be costlier to export and domestic consumption will definitely be increased. So I think the government is doing its level best. Airlines are also trying to cope up fairly well with this situation. But whatever happens with the world, whatever happens with the internationally, will definitely India will be at the brunt. But all said and done, government and the industry both have shown maturity at this level. And of course, rumors should be avoided, I would say.
And lastly, India has emerged as the third largest domestic aviation market globally. We have seen rapid increase in the aviation infrastructure from 74 airports in 2014. The number of airports have more than doubled to over 160 airports. How do you see the government vision for Viksit Bharat 2047? How do you see the aviation sector playing a major role in it?
Aviation sector from 2014 onwards is moving in the right direction. We are getting aircraft, we are acquiring aircraft. Our ATF, we are exporting turbine fuel. India is the largest exporter of air turbine fuel in the world. Our MRO system, so in last 11, 12 years, the Udaan scheme has come up, where we have seen the airports have increased a lot. And there's been connectivity from small town to the metros, tier 2 to tier 3 town. So there's been increase. The aircraft, we are also getting a number of aircrafts. Acquisition is there. But at the same time, many airlines have closed also. So I would say development is there. Government is working very hard because new Udaan modified scheme has also come, where the stress is on the aerodromes and new airports, maintenance of airports. So government is moving in the right direction. I think public sector is doing good. I think the private sector also has to mesh to that. And we are in the right direction. Aircraft manufacturing has to be done in India. And if we want India to become aviation giant in this area, and the government has recently tied up with one Brazilian company to manufacture aircraft in India itself.
So thank you so much, Ajayji, for this in-depth discussion on the aviation sector, the possibilities ahead.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.